Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Nun Hey. We are up to Siv Dalet, the second to last line on page 414. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Mayim She'ein Amukim Asar Tfachim. Water that is not 10 Tfachim deep, Ein lohem din mayim, they do not get a din of water, lahatir lishpoch bahem b'mechitza tluya, to allow one to pour water down there with a mechitza that is hanging. We've been discussing in the last couple of shiurim that we have a special leniency over water. You could have a mechitza tluya that we view it as if it goes all the way down to the water and makes the water from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah, so that you can draw water up and bring water down. It will be from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That we learned is only a leniency by water, not when there is dry land. So the Mechaber is telling us here a chiddush that it's not enough to have water there to get this leniency of mechitza tluya, but it has to be that you have 10 tfachim of water. But if water is not 10 tfachim deep, it will not get the heter of mechitza tluya. The Ramah says, "V'kol shekein im yavshu hamayim." Certainly, if the water dried up, afal pi shahayu sham amukim asara. Even if it was 10 tefachim deep to start, but now it is dried up, there also you would not get the leniency of mechitza tluya. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Mem, "Mayim she'enam amukim koi al sif aleph ubeis." This is going back on sif aleph and beis that we've been discussing the last couple of nights. Sifkatan mem aleph lishboch behem. It has to be that the water is 10 tefachim deep in order to pour into it with a mechitza tluya. V'hu adin lamalos aydei mechitza tluya. Not only to pour down like the Mechaber says, but also to draw up through the mechitza tluya also would require 10 tefachim of water. V'atam, the reason is, Dekevan she'ein bohem asar tefachim. Since this water does not have 10 tefachim, ki yabosha damya. It's similar to the dry land, and it does not get the leniency of mayim. V'ayim bebachum magen avram shechokim azeh. Look in the bachum magen avram who argue on the mechaber, usvirulu, and they hold the ein l'chalik bazeh. There's no chilik. Imlo she'rabim mahalchim shom al yidei hatchak. Whether there's a lot of water, there's a little water, either way, you get the leniency of a mechitza tluya, unless the rabbim is able to walk through there, ayidei atchak. Da'oz l'kuyam k'kakadamya, then if everyone's able to walk through there, even if it's only ayidei atchak, that would already be considered like the dry land. V'ayim abir agra sheyishev da'as shulchan aruch, look in the gra, who answers up the shita of the mechaber, because of the dovers that talui b'shitas rishonim, and he says, this machlokes is talui in the shitas of the rishonim, ayin shom. Umikom makom, afle didei nucha lismoch adas aposim on the kilim bazeh, even according to the gra, we can rely on the more lenient shita. And now we go to the mechaber in Sifhei, we're on page Reish Ches on the top. I'd like to read the first Mishabura, which is really an introduction to this sif, before we read the Mechaber. And if you glance at the pictures on the side, it will help with the clarity of this sif as well. The Mishabura starts off in Sif Katan Mem Beis. Avoir Biktara. I mean, explain this in brief. Vahu. Debayas Valia Al Gaba. If you have a house, which is the lower floor, and an Aliyah, which is the top floor on top of it. Haomedes Eitzel Hanoher, which is near a river, like the pictures show. V'yesh lahem l'kol achas gzustara haboletes lidlos al yoda mayim min hanoher. Each floor, the lower floor, the bayis, and the upper floor, the aliyah, both have a gzustara, some kind of porch, or some kind of platform that is sticking out in order to draw water from the river below into the house. So im hayu osim kol echad mechitzos seviva kadina mevor b'sif aleph. If each one of these gzustaros that's coming out from the upstairs and the downstairs, they would each make their own wall around the gzustara, like we learned in sif aleph. Hayu shteyem mutaros b'shabbos. They would both be mutar on Shabbos. Kol echad lidlos b'shalo. Each one would be allowed to draw water up from the nar below into the house because they have a mechitza tluya around it. That would be fine. Afilu im lo irvu yachad. Even if they didn't make an eruv together, because they are two independent reshuyos, and therefore there's nothing to discuss. It would be just like sif aleph. They can each can draw up from the hole in the gzistra up to the gzistra into their houses. Everything would be fine. V'im tiknu shteihem b'shutafus. If they fixed up the two gzistra'os as a partnership, Rak zustra achas kadin. So they fixed up the two, the shtem is going on, the two of them. The two of the people as a shutfus fixed up one of the zustros. Bein le'el yona, bein le'tachtona. Either one, but they contributed together to making a wall around that porch. So then nechshavim kishnei anoshim hadorim v'chatzar achas. Then we would consider it as if two people are living in that chatzar. V'asurim shnehem lidlos derech hagzustro hahi. And then we would forbid both of them from drawing water up from the nar onto that gzustra. Kevan shereshus shneim sholatis aleha. Because it would be considered the reshus of both of them. Imlo she'irvu b'neim, unless they made an eruv. So far what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us as an introduction to the sif, if there's a gzustra on the top floor and a bottom floor, they're not one on top of the other, they're side by side, as you can see in most of the diagrams over here. So if they each had their own wall around their gzustra, each one can draw up from the nar, no problem. The problem arises when two of them are making a wall around one gzustra. So then for that gzustra, we look at them as shutfin, as partners, and therefore it's like a chatzra shutfin, where you need to have an eruv, so neither of them would be allowed to draw water up to that gzustra, because they're considered partners on it, and even though there's a mechitza tluya, which makes down below rishus hayachid, but up above is carrying into a rishus of two people, and that would require an eruv. Bamed var mamurim, when were these words said? Sheshtei hagzustaros ha'omdim ze al gav ze, einam rechokim ze mi ze b'meshach hakosel arbat fachim. This is only when they are side by side. Again, one is upstairs, one is downstairs. You can just look at the first picture. Don't look at the ropes and the buckets yet, but just look at the two porches. They're side by side, but they're within, widthwise on the wall, they're within four tfachim of each other. Shenoach tashmishtei, and therefore they're easy to use one from the other. That's when we say there's going to be a problem if they both build one of the walls together, that gzustra is going to be a problem because like it's like a chatzra shutfin. Avol, imhoyu rechokim arba tfachim, if they were more distance from each other, widthwise, more than four tfachim, so im kein kishirotza balatatron lishtamish b'gzustra halyona. Then if the owner of the bottom gzustra would want to make use of the upper gzustra, tzarech lizrok dli shalo, he would have to throw his bucket, ba'avir in the air, lahalo derech arba tfachim. He'd have to go and throw it more than four tfachim. It's quite a throw. V'tashmish muflo kazet. And such a distant use, ein chashiv leser al chaveru. That's not considered chashiv enough for him. He's so far away, that would not be chashiv enough to make an usra on his friend. Af kishalo irvu b'nehem. Even if they did not make an eruv. In other words, it has to be that the gzustra, that they were mishtatif together to build a wall, they both have relatively easy use for it. Then it's considered a partnership, and they each aser each other if they didn't make an eruv. But if they would be further apart, since for the bottom one to use the top one is a long throw to get his bucket in there, so he's not really considered such a user of that gzustra, and then he would not aser his friend from using the gzustra. That's the introduction. Now we'll see the Mechaber, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah on all the details. Says the Mechaber in Sifhei, Hayu shnei gzustaros zu l'mala zu. You have these two gzustaros, one on top of the other. Mishucha zo mikineged zo ma'at. They are distanced from each other, drawn away from each other a little bit. But they are not drawn away from each other more than four tfachim. They are within four tfachim. Whether from top to bottom, they are within ten tfachim from each other. Or whether they have 10 amos between them. We don't care the distance of height between the top floor and the bottom floor. We care more about the width. They have to be within four tfachim, but they can be less than 10 tfachim, more than 10 amos, height-wise, one from the other. So then the din is as follows. Asu le'elyona mechitza b'shutfas. If they made a wall around the upper gzustra as a partnership, mishal shnehem, from both of them, v'lo asu le'tachtona klal. They made no wall around the bottom one. Like the picture in note number 29, they only made a wall around the top one as a partnership. No wall around the bottom one. Shtehen asuros bo ad she'arvu. That's the case where they both can't use the top one with the wall around it unless they make an eruv. V'kol shekeinim osu shteim letachtona. Certainly, if they both contributed to making a wall around the bottom one only, sheshteyan asuros achi arvu. So, picture number 29, just addressing where the xisras are located and the wall around them, when the wall is made as a partnership around the top one. There's no wall on the bottom one, they're both usher to use the top one. But if they made the wall together on the bottom one, there's no wall on the top one, so it's easier to use. Again, the more easy it is for both of them to use, the more they need an eruv. So if there's no eruv, that certainly is going to be a problem. Avol. Kol achas mehen sha'asasa levada b'shalo. But any one of them who made their own personal wall around their xistera, ein ha'acheres oseres aleha. The other person does not aser him from using his personal xistera with his own wall. Afilu lo asasa ha'acheres b'shalo. Even if the other guy didn't do anything on his xistera. So if I made a xistera, I made a wall around my xistera, I'm good to go. Whether he made a wall around his or he did nothing, I'm going to be good to go because I made one wall around my xistera. No partnership, no eruv needed, it's fine. V'cheinim asu b'shteihem b'shutfus mishal shneihem. So too, if they fenced in both xisteros as a partnership on both of them, ein achas oseras al chaverta, there also one will not aser the other. They'll all be mutter. And now the Mishabura will explain. Let's begin the Mishabura in Sefkot and Mem Gimel. So Mishucha Zo, we said they're drawn away from each other widthwise. What's a Lomar? Afilu Mishucha. Even if they are drawn away a little bit from each other, the kol shekein imamodeh zo kenegazu b'shava. Certainly if they're right next to each other. We're saying even if they're a little bit pushed away from each other up to four tfachim. Sefkot and Mem Dalad. Ve'ena Rechoka. We said they're not more than four tefachim away. The beruchoka mikenegda b'meshach rochav akos labar tefachim. If they are drawn away from each other a width of four tefachim, shuv lo asri adadi. They will not aser each other. She'ena yecholah l'shtamish ela ayidei zrikas adli ba'avya mirachok. There it requires a long throw of the bucket into the air, and therefore ve'ena choshev tashmish lesor. So the one who is more than four tefachim away from the other xistera is not considered close enough or enough of his ishtamshush to make it considered a shutfus that he would ask of the other guy. Sivkot and memhei, we said we don't care about the height. Whether it is within 10 tefachim or it's 10 amos, it's all going to be fine. Da agova lo kaptin, and the height we don't care about. Even though if one is very high from the other, you got to throw it very high to make use of the upper xistera. The hitashmish kasha, that's a tough use. Kevan she'ena mishtamish derech avi beruchav. Since it's not distance width-wise, we don't care about it. Chashiva tashmish de lesor. It's still considered a use. So we only focus on the distance width-wise, not height-wise. One can be much higher than the other. We don't consider that a difficult use, only if width-wise they are far apart from each other. So then we said the din was as follows. In the case, again, they're within four tefachim width-wise, and we don't care the distance between them height-wise. So then if they made on the top floor a mechitza as a shutfus, and there was no wall on the bottom one, they're usher to use the top one, both of them. Certainly if they made the only wall, b'shutfus around the bottom one. Sivkata menvav, kol shekeinim asu shteyim, v'tahtona, shetash mezen noach yosher l'yona. The reason why it's a kal v'chomer is because obviously the bottom xistra is easier for both to use. So if they're within four and the upper one's going to be the only one that's fenced in that shutfus, it's going to be usher. It's not so easy for the bottom one to use the top one. Certainly, if they only join the shutfus in the bottom one, which is easy to use, certainly they're both going to be usher. Shu derech yirida, because that's obviously going downward. It's less of a throw. So then they'll both be usher. The Mechaber then said in the last two lines, Aval, kol achas mehen sha'asa levada b'shala. But anyone who makes his own fence around his xistera, the other one will not aser even if he did nothing. Says the Mishabura Mem Zayin, ein ha'acheres, hainu, afilu regila ishtamish b'shal chaverta b'chol. Even if his friend usually uses his xistera during the week where he made his own fence around it, afal pikein eina oseres alea. He still will not create an issa, the fact that he uses it during the week. Shebe'etzem halo ha'reshus ein shayachla. Because it's not his reshus, it's my xistera, I made the wall around it. The fact that I let him use it during the week sometimes will not create a problem for me on Shabbos. Im lo shehisnu b'nei b'feirish, unless they made an explicit condition between them, shekol echad yishtamish b'shal chaveru, that each one is allowed to use his friends, oz trichin eruv. So then you wouldn't need an Eruv. But a Stam case where I made the fence around myself, and my friends sometimes use it during the week, that would not be a problem unless it's an official deal between us that we're using it together, then you wouldn't need to have an Eruv. Sivkata Memches, if I made a fence around my Zisra, mine is Mutter, even if he didn't make anything around his. Sivkata Memches Afilu Asasa. The kol shekeinim kol achas osasa la'atzma. Certainly, if I made a wall around my gzistra, he made a wall around his gzistra, certainly we each need mutter on our own. Demuteres kol achas lishtamish b'gzistra shalab li eruv. Then certainly we can each use our own gzistra without making any kind of eruv. Ach, yesh omrim, there are those who say, de kol ze davka b'shem meshuchos ha'gzistros zo mezo. Some say it's dafka if they are a little bit off-centered from each other, side by side. V'ein tzrichin l'shamish achas b'chaverta. And you don't need to use one for the other, meaning they're not right on top of each other, they're side by side. So the top one goes straight down into the nahar, the bottom one goes straight out to the nahar, you don't have to cross over. Avol, im ha'yonam b'chuvenes mamish neged ha'tachtona. But a new case, diagram 31, where one is directly over the other. Ukeshit tzricha lidlos mayim. When the top floor wants to draw water, yored hadli shalot derech nekev agzustra tatona. He goes through the bottom hole of the bottom gzustra. Ve'ein beinayim avir shal asarat tfachim begova, and there is not between them a height of 10 tfachim. Shteyen asuros lamalos. Then Zakhtar Rambam, then it will be aser, because they're vada using together the bottom gzustra. Sivkata Nentes. The last case of the Mechaber that it's mutter is if they both made both walls around the two gzistras together. Ever their partners and everything, then it's also mutter. Why? Rotzalomer, da'af da'amrinan la'el. Even though we said before, din tiknu la'achas b'shutfus, that if they fixed up one gzistra as a partnership, shtehen asuros l'malo sham b'shalo eruv, they're both usher in that gzistra where they have a partnership if they make an eruv. Hu davka im tiknu rak achas. That's only because they fixed up one together. Ubashnia lo osu mechitza klal. The other zistra doesn't have a mechitza, so it's totally off limits. They have a partnership in one that really mamish joins them together, and they have to have an eruv in order to use it. Avol im osu tikun b'shteyan b'shutfus. But if they fixed up both zistros as a partnership and made walls around both of them, mutarim kol achas b'shala. Each one is going to be mutter to draw water into his gzistra. Mishum damrina, because we say, de kol achas silka nafshe mechaverta. Each one removed himself from his friend. Kevan she'osa solo tikum v'atzma. Since each of them have their own gzistra that's fixed up, although they're both done as a partnership, lemaisa, I have mine with a wall, you have yours with a wall, so we're separate. I use mine, you use yours, even though we own it as a partnership, but we're not really using them as partners, so therefore, it will be mutter for everyone. Umasha asa b'shutfa. So, why did you make a partnership in the first place? Ezetam hayalem b'davar. They had some reason, whatever their cheshbon was, but it wasn't really for use. Each one's going to use his own. That's why they did both of them, and they each own one of them, and they're each using their own. It happens to be for some side reason they made a partnership that will not answer each other. The kol shekeinim asu rak ba'achas b'shutfas. Certainly, if only one of the existing rows was made together with the wall b'shutfas, v'ashniya osasam mechitza la'gzistra shalalavada, and the other gzistra was made by only that individual who owns it, then b'vaday mutter kol achas l'malas b'li eruv, then for sure, both of them are mutter for their individual owners at an eruv, d'baha b'vaday silka navsha mechaverta. Because there's certainly, if one person has his own, and the other one they have a partnership, the one who has his own is certainly removing himself from the partnership and just using his own. Memela, the other guy can use the partnership, and therefore they're both going to be mutter. The only time it's a problem is if all arrows are pointed to the mamish being partners in this gzistra, then the classic case that we discussed is there's only one gzistra that's fixed up in a partnership, and the other one has no wall, so you can't use it. So obviously they're both using this one, so then it's like a chatzar ha-shutfin, you have to have an eruv. It won't be good for either of them to use it unless they have an eruv. That concludes Simin Shin Nun Hey, Mirtz Hashem. And the next year will begin Shin Nun Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.